Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shh, it's starting.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special.
I think it's a hoverboard.
They look like us and they act like us, but they are not us.
Your mother nature.
Who wants a selfie with the Grim Reaper?
There's a girl flying in the water.
Find her treasure.
She belongs to the world of the dead.
It's a broken locket, exactly like mine.
Dog, run!
GZM shows.
Mars Power.
Imagination amplified.
T'was the night before Halloween when all through the haunted house creatures were stirring, especially a zombie mouse.
More blood, Mina?
Always, Lucy. Not bad.
An excellent 2008 vintage.
Yes, a good year. You were right. Adding maple syrup to the fruit punch, to the blood, definitely makes it thicker.
Pairs nicely with the chocolate peanut butter spiders, too.
This might be our best graveyard picnic yet, Luce.
My favorite pre-Halloween tradition of ours. And tomorrow, we get to show everyone our most gruesome costumes yet.
Undead Bridezilla.
And zombie cheerleader.
Did it just get a lot colder?
And foggier?
Hello, girls!
Oh, Grandpa! It's you!
Hello, Dr. Van Helsing. Did you just get the hearse wash?
I did, Lucy. Thank you for noticing.
I was being sarcastic. It's covered in mud.
Oh, drats! That's what I get for taking the scenic route. How was the graveyard picnic?
Great, Grandpa. But we need to get home to finish our costumes. That was the whole point of the sleepover.
Hop in. I'll have you home in a jiffy.
Ow! Why do you have wooden stakes back here?
Oh, you know, for the garden. Now, tell me about these terrifying costumes.
Grandpa? What is it?
Mina, were you girls alone in the graveyard?
It's 9:36 p.m. Who else would be here? Other than the dead.
Good one, Mina.
Right. Right, of course.
Are you gonna drive, Dr. Van Helsing?
Yes. Off we go into the fog. And once I get you home, it's lights out, still a school night.
I'm way too jazzed to go to bed. Our picnic was 90% sugar.
Yeah, there's no chance I'm gonna fall asleep tonight. Why is the window open? Luce, did you open this? Lucy? Oh no, she's gone! Pick up! Dang it, she left her phone! Reporter's recorder, entry number 562, Mina's Musings. It's 2 a.m. and... Oh, that means it's Halloween! I'm on the hunt for my best friend, Lucy West. Lucy? Lucy! So far, no trace of her. I tried to put myself in her shoes, but I don't think she's wearing any. Lucy! Lucy! Typically when she sleepwalks, she doesn't go very far. But I've already biked past school and Lucy's house. No luck. Lucy! I'm heading to the graveyard next so I can get a good view of the entire town. We'll report back. Reporter's recorder, entry number 562, part 2. Mina's musings. I made it back to the graveyard, but it's nearly impossible to see anything because a thick fog has taken over Whitby. I've never seen anything like it. But to be fair, I'm never usually awake at this hour. Back to the task at hand. Where is Lucy West? I'm standing on our favorite bench, trying to see if I can spot her. So far, I only see fog. And more fog. Lucy! She's on the beach! And before I sign off, let the record reflect that I was correct. She is not wearing any shoes.
She's coming.
Lucy?
The Demeter. She's coming.
Lucy?
The Demeter.
Time to wake up.
She's coming. Where? What's going on?
It's freezing, Luce. Here, take my jacket.
Mina, why are we on the beach? It's so foggy.
You were sleepwalking again.
Ugh, my mom's not gonna be happy.
She'll understand.
It's the fourth time this month. How'd I get all the way to the shore?
Usually we find you in the kitchen or in the dog bed.
It's getting worse.
It'll be okay.
How do you know? Did you sleepwalk like this too?
You mean after my parents died?
Yeah.
No, but that was mostly because I couldn't sleep at all.
It doesn't get any easier, does it?
Losing your dad is still fresh, Luce. It's not that it gets easier, but it changes.
How?
I mean, I lost my parents on Halloween, and at first, I thought that would ruin it. But in some ways, Halloween is even more special now. Remembering and celebrating them on a holiday that we loved as a family. One that honors and respects death.
Mina?
It's hard. But I try to remember that they're never
Mina,
really gone.
Mina, do you hear those whispers? I think they're coming from the ocean.
I'm trying to be sincere here. We always carry them
Mina,
with
it's
us,
getting louder.
You know?
Look out!
Tell me that's not an old-timey ship that almost ran us over.
It's not an old-timey ship that almost ran us over. Actually, it is. And it's definitely haunted.
GZM Shows presents Mina and Lucy's Guide to Slaying Dracula, based loosely on the classic novel by Bram Stoker. Chapter 1, The Night Before Halloween.
Demeter? Do you think anyone is on board the ship?
That's not a ship, Mina. That's a shipwreck.
We need to check it out.
I just woke up on the beach, Mina. I'm not trying to get on a haunted ship.
You love haunted stuff, and you're always telling me gnarly injury stories.
I also love REM sleep.
You'll sleep when you're dead. Hey, there's a ladder next to the plank. Help me reach it. You're taller.
Fine. One, two, three.
I got it. I made it! Here, I'll drop the ladder down for you!
No thanks, I'm good.
What happened to your sense of adventure, Luce?
It's back at your house, warm in bed, waiting for me to return.
Oh, come on!
Mina, when are you gonna give this up?
How's never a clock?
You owe me.
Here, grab my hand. Wow, it's like a pirate ship.
Where are the pirates?
No captain, no crew.
Where did it come from?
Reporter's recorder, entry number 562, part 3, Mina's musings. Hey, Luce, do you have your night photography camera?
Gee, didn't think to bring it with me while I was sleepwalking.
Okay. Lucy and I just witnessed a ghostly shipwreck of epic proportions on the Whitby shoreline.
It's no Titanic, but still pretty big.
We're walking along the ship's top deck to check for survivors. But there isn't a soul in sight. Hey, maybe these stairs lead below deck.
I guarantee there's some creepiness down there.
That's the spirit.
Literally.
Reporter's update. The stairs led us to the hull of the ship, which is hardly intact.
And is also boring and empty. Let's go.
Oof!
tripped over a velvet bag?
Huh. That's a full-blown satchel right there.
Where is that growl coming from?
Maybe from the beast with the red glowing eyes?
It's a giant wolf.
Mina, look out! Go. Whoa. Are you okay? That wolf tried to take off your hand.
I'm fine. I think it just wanted this satchel.
Go! Shut the door! Let's get out of here!
Close.
Go! Hurry, come on! We gotta go! On. Let's go!
I think it's gone.
Gone where?
I don't know. But I don't hear.
Ah! What's in my hair? What is that? It's a bat. A bat came through the porthole.
Get it out! Get it out!
Don't panic!
There's a bat in my hair! I think I'm allowed to panic a little! Get it out!
Okay, it's out. Let's get out of here.
Okay,
come on. Off the boat, let's go, come on.
Did you manage to sleep at all last night, Lucy?
Does sleepwalking count?
So, are we gonna tell Jonathan about the ship and the, you know, wolf and bat?
I'm sure you are.
Mina, Lucy, good morning. Your zombie costumes turned out wonderfully. Nice work.
We aren't wearing our costumes yet, Mr. Harker.
Oh. Jonathan, time for school. Your perfectly normally dressed friends are here.
Thanks, Dad. Bye, Dad!
Okay. What's up with you two? You look paler than usual.
I, for one, think we look excellent, considering we dodged two wild animals last night
on an ancient, haunted ship.
Okay. One, ghosts aren't real. And two, a ship hasn't docked in Whitby in decades. It's too rocky and dangerous.
I wouldn't say it docked.
More like a violent crashing on the beach.
Sure, and you met Jack Sparrow and Captain Hook on board. They were just dying to visit Whitby, weren't they?
I wish I'd gotten some pictures, because he's not going to believe it till he sees it.
So let's show him.
No way! We can't be late for school.
It'll take 2 minutes. Prepare to be amazed and horrified.
Am I missing something?
Mina, where'd the ship go?
I don't know. It's not here.
Do you think it got swept back out to sea?
You saw it. It was way too wrecked for that.
Okay, weird prank. Let's go.
This is not a prank. We are way more skilled pranksters than this.
So I guess this alleged ancient ship grew wings and flew off.
Yes, that is my exact hypothesis, Jonathan.
Lucy? How does a shipwreck just disappear?
Jonathan, I know you make questionable fashion choices, but why is there a big ugly hat over there on your desk?
There is a human boy under that hat.
Who is it?
I don't know, but he's in my seat. Hey, I'm Jonathan. Hello? Oh, I think he's asleep.
I wish I was asleep.
Is he even breathing? Luce, check his pulse.
Why me?
Your mom's a nurse.
Yeah, my mom is.
I'm not. Fine, I'll do it. Hello? Hello? Wow, his skin is freezing.
Good morning, class. Why is it so dark in here?
Time to let the light in.
He's alive.
And hissing?
Hey, easy, dude.
Oh, sorry about that.
Class, we have a new student with us today.
New student?
Please give a warm Whitby Middle School welcome to... Oh, didn't anyone tell you Halloween costumes aren't allowed until after school?
What costume?
Isn't that a farmer costume? The big straw hat? Yeah, it needs to go, I'm afraid. School policy.
You will let me wear my hat at all times and not give you any more grief about it.
Because I have a... sensitivity to UV light.
I will not give you any more grief about wearing your hat, even though it is against school policy.
Great. Glad we straightened that out. Hi, everybody. My name is Vladimir. You can call me Vlad.
Vlad? I'm Suri Marrero.
And I'm Jenna Ducanay.
And we play Mina and Lucy in Mina and Lucy's Guide to Slaying Dracula. For more great shows, visit gzmshows.com.
That was a good one.
That was a nice job. Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.